It's like
a feather.
Ah, this is so fun.
Yeah. This is our first time together.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Let's go.
Well, let's go.
Welcome to today's podcast. Today we would love to talk about mindful eating. It's not like what we eat, it's how we eat. And that's the reason why we have Natasha here. He's a health advocate, nutritional practitioner. So Natasha, can you share a little bit about yourself? Where are you, what you do, and why you do what you do?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, thank you so much, everybody, for having me be a part of your podcast today. I am so happy to be here and jumping into this amazing topic. My name is Natasha Smith. I am a nutritional practitioner. I am the founder of Health to Bloom. Health to Bloom is gourmet, symptom-specific, cold-pressed juices, smoothies, as well as teas. With any kind of disorder that you may have, especially for chronic everyday disorders, there's a beverage for that. And the difference between my products compared to regular pharmaceuticals is, one, it tastes great without the side effects, and two, they're very easy to enjoy. You can have it all in one drink, you can have it as a shot, you can dilute it in water. It's easy to take on the go, and plus it's in a glass container, so we're also saving the earth.
Thank you for sharing your beautiful story, how it all comes about, and thank you for sharing your wonderful products. In this episode today, we are talking about mindful eating, and it's a better person to talk to today other than Natasha herself. Talk to us about what really is mindful eating. Is it something that you come across with being asked in your practice? Help us make us understand, to make us more inspired to be mindful in our eating.
Absolutely. What mindful eating is just as the name, being mindful while you're eating. So you want to be able to focus, not have anything around you while you're eating, so then you can really take in the taste, the texture, the smells, the process that went into your meal that you're having that day. The reason why we want to do this is because it helps with just being in the moment. It is a type of meditation, mindful eating. Cool. When you're in the moment, you're able to actually enjoy. And that way, the dopamine, the chemical reaction, which is dopamine, which is your happy hormone, can work, so then you digest your food properly. And during that process, you're actually chewing more too, right? Because you're actually thinking about what you're doing, so that you're not leaving all of the work for your digestive system to do. And you're not really absorbing anything. So this way you're taking in all of your nutrients, you're enjoying what you're eating, you're making an experience of what you're eating. It's very different from compared to when you are using technology, right? You're on the screen, you're not paying attention. There was actually a study done in 2011 where they gave all of the people that were at the movies stale popcorn, 1 week old stale popcorn. And they wanted to see who's going to notice, right? Are they going to stop eating that stale popcorn during the movie? Not one person noticed. They completely finished it.
Oh my God, that's shocking.
So imagine you, when you're on this phone or you're watching TV and you're just snacking down. You're not paying attention to what you're doing, right? That's why they call it binge eating.
That's the opposite of mindful eating.
Exactly. So when you're being more mindful, you're paying attention. So it can have benefits like weight loss. It can have benefits like whatever type of disorder you might have. It can definitely alleviate because you're actually taking in the proper nutrients.
And do you have any story that inspired you to be mindful when it comes to eating, like when did you start and what made you change your lifestyle to mindful eating?
Absolutely. Well, for me, so back in the day, I was very unhealthy. I was very chubby. I was in and out of the doctor's office all the time. And I remember me and my brother, we used to sit right in front of the television for hours on end and just eat and watch TV and wouldn't go outside and hang out with our friends or any of that, right? So then, of course, there's going to be types of issues. For one, it affected our schooling. We weren't really paying attention because we were thinking about other things. Another one is that for myself, I was very chubby because I was just eating everything. But being aware of this now, it definitely made a huge difference in regards to my digestion,
mm-hmm.
right? Because now I'm actually chewing my foods properly. I'm actually thinking about what I'm doing. I look away from the television if I'm watching TV, because then it just reminds my brain that this is real life. You know, like you're not glued into the television.
For mindful eating, is it the whole process, or is it just like be mindful in your eating, or be mindful in selecting the foods also?
It's everything. When you're selecting the foods, you want to not just think about what's happening right now, what you're craving right now, trying to get that cookie right now. Think about future you.
Oh.
Okay, so if I were to grab these cookies, I know that it's going to cause, you know, a sugar spike, for one. It's going to cause me taking in bad fats. I'm going to be taking all these other chemicals that they put in that food. While if I really wanted something sweet, why don't I make it myself?
Mm-hmm.
Right? I know exactly what's in it. It's a fun process. And there's no side effects because you chose all the right ingredients that agrees with you. Mindful eating as well as mindful selection.
I totally agree.
Yes, and then segue to that, what difference in our lives when we're doing mindful eating? People right now are working from home or anywhere. We think we're eating when we're multitasking. There's a term, breakfast or breakfast or lunch and learn. You know, these things that are getting into our eating experience. Can you more expand on that? In regards to the mindful experience, talk us through about the benefits and how we are able to get into that, the progress to get in there.
Absolutely. So you don't want to jump in cold turkey, because then you're not going to actually enjoy. You're going to
mm-hmm.
be dragging. Right? What I highly recommend is to start off with a minute and then make your way up to 5 minutes, and then hopefully you'll be able to make that whole meal. And the interesting thing about that is a lot of people think that, oh, it's going to take me forever to finish my meal because I normally watch a show and that show is maybe half an hour, 45 minutes. But really, it doesn't take that long because you're paying attention to the show.
Yeah, to what you're eating. Exactly.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So ways that this is going to benefit you living the rest of your life is you're going to pay more attention to what's going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you'll notice the colors of nature,
mm-hmm.
right? You're going to notice that, okay, I rush when I do A, B, and C.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a little bit more mindful. Okay, let me take my time. Let me take a couple of breaths and just figure out exactly what I'm doing in that moment.
You already mentioned that when you do mindful eating, it will initiate all of your senses, like smelling, tasting, hearing the food. Like, can you share more a little bit about your experience when you use all of the five senses to have the mindful eating experience?
Yeah, absolutely. When you're using all of your senses, it actually helps the brain relax. Because the last thing you want is for your adrenals to be overwhelmed, because that's just going to cause internal stress. What internal stress means is basically when your organs are overpowered,
yeah.
overworking, your thyroid is overworking, producing too much, and the rest of the body starts to go over out of whack. So when you're using all of your five senses, when you're smelling the food, just thinking about like, okay, I did put some onions in this. Okay, I put some honey in this, whatever
yes.
it may be, you can actually notice it, and then you enjoy it a little bit more because now you're tasting those different ingredients, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you can't really use hearing when you're eating the food, but actually no, you can, because it's crunchy or it's smooth,
yes.
right? So
you can,
that's an easy way to think about
it.
And then you're like, okay, I made this perfectly. It's supposed to have a little bit of a crunch. I don't want it to be all mushy.
Yeah.
Right? So then it just puts you in a little bit of a euphoric state.
Mm-hmm.
So then you fully enjoy it more. And that's something that you can even teach your kids, right?
Yes.
And how about like the sight and the feeling of the food?
Yes. So when you taste the food, that's a huge one, especially for
mm-hmm.
foodies like myself.
Yeah.
When it has that perfect texture, it's not burnt, it's not
mm-hmm.
It's just the exact texture that you would,
yes.
you've been craving.
I really wanted to know how we can get this idea of mindful eating be incorporated in our kids'
mm-hmm.
Way of living, because technologies and how our modern family dynamics have changed. There's some kids are having trouble with this. Mentioned we had this issue before. So can you also give us some ideas or tips on how we could teach our modern kids?
I remember, I'm sure you guys as well, when you grew up, there was always a family dinner,
yeah.
Right? I remember we weren't allowed to watch TV while we were having our family dinner. There was no books. The guys had to take off the hats, but it has nothing to do with anything.
So, just being respectful at the table,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, and having real conversations.
Yes.
So one thing, so what got me into cooking as well was preparing the food with my mom.
Yeah.
Okay, that was always a fun experience because then she had me taste all the little ingredients, you know, so then I know exactly what's in the food, what goes with what, the way to properly cook the food, right?
Okay.
So that was a really big one because then once we actually were eating the food, I was able to say like, oh yeah, do you taste the sweet peppers that I put in there?
Yeah,
right?
That's right.
Yeah, so it was a huge conversation in the family, and then we'll talk about different recipes. So when you incorporate your children into cooking the food with you, they're able to fully engage, right? And when you do that, it also helps with training them for the future to make better choices. You're not just gonna run to McDonald's and grab anything because they know what certain ingredients does to the body. They know how it makes them feel.
Yeah.
One way that you can go about it is asking them, so how do you feel with your meal right now? How does it make you feel? Do you feel warm inside, warm and fuzzy? Do you feel like happiness when you have that ice cream that we just purchased, right? Like, how does it make you feel afterwards? And if they don't want to answer fully during dinner, you can ask them afterwards, right? Like, oh, you have a belly ache. Why do you have a belly ache?
Yeah.
Is it because you ate all those fries, or is it because you wolfed down your food without thinking, right? Like, these are the effects that happens afterwards.
Yeah.
So it's a great way to pull your kids into understanding what mindful eating is.
All right, Natasha, this has been a really great conversation, and I believe we've come to wrap up our episode today. So in closing, can you go over us again a quick tip on starting mindful eating?
So ways that you can start today is just taking in your surroundings. Take a minute, breathe a little bit, you know, look around, look at the different types of one color, right? There's different shades of greens, there's different shades of reds, taking the smells of where you are. And when you're eating your food, for the first few minutes, just put your phone down, you know, really taste the food, look around. You are going to be the odd one out, okay? People find it so strange for you to not have your phone. They'll ask is everything okay? You're just like, yeah,
sure.
Enjoy. Yeah. Just enjoy your food. It's okay to be the odd one out at times, especially when you're making yourself better, because those same people that ask you if you're okay are going to ask you, how can I be more like you? How, exactly. How can I be more mindful? How can I be more relaxed? Because I notice I'm getting very overwhelmed easily. And then you have all these tips to share.
Thank you, Natasha. If you want to know more about mindful eating, you can just go for more strategy by booking an appointment with Natasha on howtocook.ca, where you can learn more about mindful strategy when it comes to cooking, eating, and everything related to food. And tag us on your mindful eating journey.
Yes, please.
Yes, please tag us in your mindful eating journey and give us a shout out to all our social media functions. Until next time, we'll see you.
Bye.
There you go.
Did that. I think it stopped. Did it recorded you?
This one?
Okay.
How was that? I feel like it messed up.
No,
okay.
You're doing great.
It's okay because we're just gonna chop it up and put it in the order we want.
Oh
yeah.
I'm
you're
just like, oh no.
Don't worry about it. It's gonna be chopped up in any which way you can imagine.
Okay.
Do we need to stop this one? Yeah, we need.